Namaste and welcome to Vedanta, the River of Wisdom podcast, a podcast that brings to you the ancient flowing tradition of wisdom that reveals you are pure being having a human experience. I am Swamini B, a Vedanta teacher and a Hindu monk, and your guide by the side. Let us flow, you and I, on the banks of the River of Wisdom. Announcement about a new course in 2024. Life is short. We want our lives to matter. In quiet moments, we wonder, why am I here? What is the purpose of my life? Modern society tells us to find your passion and have a work-life balance. These incomplete statements do not work. These statements lose their fizz after some time. To live a complete and well-rounded life, our ancients guided us to anchor ourselves on Sanatana Dharma. Depending on our age and stage of life, we can discover and live our Swadharma, which is a life of purpose and connection. And so, as we welcome the new year 2024, I'm happy to announce my course on Swadharma, Discovering and Living Your Life Purpose, under the aegis of the Hindu University of America. It is such a popular course that I'm offering it for the third time now, spread over 11 weeks. We begin on 14th January and every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. By the end of the course, you would have discovered and started to live your life purpose. Do register soon. Details in the description of this episode. Aditya Hridayam Stotram is a devotional chant dedicated to Surya Bhagwan and occurs in Srimad Ramayana, authored by Adi Kavi Valmiki. The Ramayana is divided into six volumes or Kanda, called Bala, Ayodhya, Aranya, Kishkindha, Sundara and Yuddha. Aditya Hridayam consists of 31 verses and is found in the 107th chapter of the Yuddha Kanda of the Ramayana. It was narrated to Lord Rama by sage Agastya to bless and bestow victory in the battle against Ravana. Aditya means the sun, and Hridayam means the heart or the essence. Aditya, that is, at the core of you. You are the light of all lights, that by which everything is illumined. Our modern science orientation made us look upon the sun as a mere shining ball of fire. Aditya Hridayam helps us see the presiding deity, Surya, as Bhagavan, and indeed Vishwarupa, the cosmic form. We hear the chant, the meaning of the verses, and dwell on the meaning of some of the words. The context was the fierce battle between Sri Rama and Ravana. As it is said, Rama Ravana Yor Yuddham, Rama Ravana Yor Iva. The battle between Sri Rama and Ravana can be compared only with the battle between Sri Rama and Ravana, meaning it was incomparable. So Ravana was fighting the war on his home turf, Lanka, and had Sthana Bala, the special advantage that he gets when fighting in his own territory, besides being one of the most powerful warriors on earth. Sri Rama came from a faraway place, was fighting a war in a distant land, had just put together a quick army, largely of Vanaras, and was distressed by his wife Devi Sita's kidnapping and being held hostage. Ravana faced Sri Rama once at the very beginning of the war, but quickly retreated and sent his warrior chiefs. When the chiefs, including his brother Kumbhakarna, had been slain, he comes to the battlefield. Tato yuddha parishrantam samare chintaya sthitam ravanam jagratro drishtva yuddhaya samupasthitam daivataischa samagamya drishtum abhyagatoranam upagamya pravitramam agastyo bhagavan rishihi. At that time, tataha, Sri Rama is very much exhausted in the battlefield. He is faced with worry while facing Ravana, who is duly prepared for the war. The glorious sage Agastya, who had come in the company of Devas to witness the encounter, the battle, now spoke to Rama as follows. Side note, throughout the Ramayana, Sri Rama's different emotions, including worry, have been described. He did not become less of Bhagavan by having emotions. As is the form, so is the guna dharma of the form. Rama Rama Mahabaho Shunu Guhyam Sanatanam Yena Sarvanarin Vatsa Samare Vijayishyasi. O Rama, O Rama, you are a mighty armed warrior. Listen carefully to this eternal secret by which, O my child, you shall conquer all your enemies on the battlefield and have victory. Guhyam Sanatanam implies a mantra which is Sanatana, eternal, having its origin in the Vedas. Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarva Shatru Vinashanam Jayavaham Jape Nityam Akshayam Paramam Shivam. Aditya Hridayam is very auspicious by which you will vanquish all the enemies. Recitation of this stotra will help you gain victory as it is immortal and never declines and is most auspicious. The Bhagavad Gita in the Mahabharata as well as the Aditya Hridayam in Ramayana are both revealed in the battlefield, emphasizing that it is for people who are engaged in the battle of life. Sarva Shatru Vinashanam is an indication for vanquishing all inimical forces that are opposed to our well-being. External enemies are in the form of various obstacles in our progress. The internal enemies are kama, binding desire, krodha, anger, lobha, greed, moha, craving, born of confusion, mada, arrogance, and matsarya, jealousy. How can these be called enemies when we did not create them, but rather have been given these states by Bhagavan? Surely he cannot give us certain states and then ask us to destroy them, isn't it? It is only when these emotional states become so excessive that we become enslaved by them, and then our independence is lost and we end up going against dharma. Generally, Phalashruti, the results of chanting a stotram or a suktam, are given at the end of the stotram. Here, Rishi Agastya tells this before the rest of the stotram, thus lifting Sri Rama's spirits. Sarva Mangala Mangalyam Sarva Papa Pranashanam Chinta Shoka Prashamanam Ayur Vardhanam Uttamam. This stotra is the most auspicious amongst the auspicious verses. It will destroy all papa, dispel all doubts, alleviate worry and sorrow. It increases the longevity of life. It is exceedingly good. Sarva Mangala Mangalyam. Since there are so many auspicious things in the world, the tilak on your forehead, Ganga, Swastika, what could be the best among all? Adi Shankaracharya in the Brahma Sutra Bhashya offers a verse. Adi Kalyana Rupatvat Nitya Kalyana Samshrayaha Smartrinam Varadatvacha Brahmatan Mangalam Param. That Brahman is in the form of supreme auspiciousness. It is the eternal refuge of all auspiciousness. People who dwell upon it are blessed by it. Hence, that Brahman is the limitless auspiciousness. Everything becomes auspicious because Brahman is its very basis. Sarva Papa Pranashanam. When the devotee contemplates upon Aditya in his heart, all internal enemies due to which one does papa, acts of adharma, disappear, and the mind is purified, thus taking the devotee to clearly seeing Brahman as oneself. Chinta Shoka Prashavanam. We are insecure either due to chinta vari and fear about the future, and we have sorrow about the past. Repetitive thoughts of what will happen, and why did it happen, keep us preoccupied. This is not a condemnation of human nature, but a recognition of a fact and responding to the situation. Bhagwan as Aditya blesses us with grace. Ayurvardhanam Uttamam. Aditya Hridayam is not a replacement for good nutrition, exercise, sleep and rest. However, it is the best remedy for longevity, as by chanting its verses, we will have more blessings, less stress, and develop the persistence and consistency to stick to healthy habits. Rashmi Mantam Samudyantam Deva Sura Namaskritam Pujayasva Vivasvantam Bhaskaram Bhuvaneshwaram. Worship the one who has these luminous rays. As he rises swiftly, even devas and asuras worship him. He dispels darkness. He is the ultimate source of all wealth. Pujayasva Vivasvantam. Rishi Agastya is telling Sri Rama to worship Surya. What to speak of people like us who barely even look up at Surya, because we're just too busy. Yet, he continues to bless us. Deva Sura Namaskritam. Even the devas and asuras worship him. At the Adi Daivika level, they meditate on Surya in the solar orb. At the Adi Bhautika level, centered on the Panchamahabhutas, the devas and asuras seek help for winning over the other. At the Adhyatmika level, centered on one's own body-mind, devas are also sense organs. Aditya blesses the sense organs and the organs of action to perform their respective functions. Devas are luminous beings who bless others, and asuras are beings who revel in pleasure and are given to adharma because of it. Asushu ramante iti asuraha. Sounds a bit like some of us. Bhaskaram. The sun soaks the world with his light. This illumination is twofold. The outer, in which we are able to see all objects. The inner, the light of awareness, in which all knowledge takes place. Aditya abides in the cave of the heart of the seeker as the awareness that is Atma and illumines all thoughts and emotions and images of the mind. Bhuvaneshwaram, the overlord of all the worlds. The entire universe is nourished by the cosmic being who abides in the solar orb. Sarva devatmako hyesha tejasvi rashmi bhavanaha esha deva suraganan lokan patikapasthibhihi. Indeed, he is the very embodiment of all gods. He is self-luminous and sustains all with his rays. He nourishes and energizes the inhabitants of all the worlds, as well as the host of devas and asuras by his rays. Esha, this, referring to Aditya Bhagavan, the one who is in front of you, wherever you travel in the world, then how can you say that Bhagavan is not around? In one of the podcasts where I was interviewed, the podcaster asked me, "Have you seen God?" I said, "Yes, I see you." She was stunned and shy and curious all at once. We drop the idea that Bhagavan has only one form, with the conch and the chakra, the discus and other weapons. It is helpful to worship a form, but can condition one such that Bhagavan becomes acceptable only in that form. Sarva Devatmakaha. Aditya is Hiranyagarbha, the cosmic being. All other devatas like Indra, Agni, Varuna are many limbs of that cosmic being, with every devata being an expression of the universal Shakti. Our beloved Pooja Swamiji once said, "There is no one God or many gods. There is only God." Tejas Vi Rashmi Bhavanaha. Aditya creates and sustains life. The blades of grass sprout. The plants bear flowers and fruits. All animals are sustained by the plants. This process of creation unfolds because of its rays. All beings get their energy from the sun. Further, a mantra of Vajasaneya Samhita teaches us, Mitrasya Chakshusha Sarvani Bhutani Samikshantam. May you have the vision of the sun towards all forms. The sun is impartial. It shines equally on a terrorist and a humanitarian. The sun shines on the pristine mountain stream and the stinking sewage waters. Esha Brahma cha Vishnuscha Shivas Kandav Prajapatihi Mahendro Dhara Dakkalo Yama Somo Hyapampatihi. He is Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Skanda, Prajapati, the mighty Indra, Kubera, Kala, eternal time, Yama, Soma, the moon god that nourishes, and Varuna, the lord of the sea and ocean. People think that Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva are literally different beings. The Taittiriya Upanishad defines God as Yatova imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayantya bhisambishanti tat vijignyasasva tat brahmeti. The ultimate being, Brahman, is the one who has the function of manifesting all beings, the one who has the function of sustaining all the beings, and the one into whom all beings resolve. These functions get different names, like Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. Like in the human body, there are different organs like the heart, the liver, the lungs, which have different forms and different functions, but are a part of the same being. So too, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva are different manifestations and functions of Aditya, the ultimate being. Brahma has the function of creation and manifestation. Vishnu has a function of sustenance. Shiva has a function of resolution. Skanda is in the form of power. Prajapati in the form of Manu, who carries the creation forward. Then the mighty Indra, the king of the devas. Dhanada, devata of wealth in the form of all resources. This is Kala, the devata of time, Yama, the devata that brings about death according to one's karma phala. Soma, the moon god that nourishes. And Varuna, Apampatihi, the lord of the sea and the ocean. Isn't it lovely that the Indian Navy's motto is Sham na Varunaha? May the lord of the waters be auspicious unto us. Pitaro vasavasadhya yashvinau maruto manuho vayurvanhif praja prana ritu karta prabhakaraha. Indeed, Aditya is the Pitras, ancestors, means the eight Vasus, the Sadhyas, the twin Ashwins, the Maruts, Manu, Vayu, Agni, Prana, the life breath of all beings. The sun illumines everything and causes the seasons. Pitras are our ancestors. The sun with the name Aryaman represents all the Pitras. Usually, ancestral rites known as Shraddha Karma are performed when the sun is at its full brilliance, namely at noon. Vasus are a group of eight devatas, Agni being one of them. Sadhyas are another group of devas, Ashvinaha, the two devas who are the divine physicians and healers. Marutaha constitute a group of 49 devatas. Together they constitute Vayu, which keeps moving all the time. Manu is the one who knows everything. The fourth chapter of the Gita opens with Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanaham Avyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manurikshvakave Braveet. I gave this knowledge at the time of creation to Vivasvan, Surya Bhagavan, who in turn gave it to Manu, and who in turn gave it to Ikshvaku. Rishi Agastya was teaching Sri Rama to propitiate his own ancestor from the Surya Vamsha dynasty or the solar clan Vivasvan. The human being Manushya or Manav is named after Manu, who is the son of the sun, S-U-N. Praja Prana. The body is alive because of prana, which has its origin in Brahman. Beautifully explained in the Kathopanishad 2.2.1. Na pranena na panena martyo kaschana itarena tu jivanti yasmin neta vupashritau. No person is alive just because of prana inhalation and apana exhalation. All living beings are alive because of that Brahman from which it originates. The last two verses help us appreciate Surya as Vishwarupa, the entire cosmic form. The world is not separate from its cause, that is Bhagavan. Our bhakti blossoms when we grow in our love for one form, which extends to all forms. The love which was reserved for Surya Bhagavan as distinct from other devas expands because we now see Surya Bhagavan as Vishwarupa, the entire cosmic form. Aditya Savita Surya Khagav Pusha Gabhastiman Suvarna Sadrasho Bhanur Hiranyareta Divakaraha. He is the son of Aditi, the mother of creation. He is Surya who travels in the outer space. He is the one who nourishes, the possessor of multiple rays. He shines golden yellow early in the morning. He is the cosmic seed of the universe and causes daybreak, thereby dispelling darkness. Haridashvasahasrarjisaptasaptirmarichiman Timironmathanashambhustvashtamartandaamshuman. He is the one who pervades all the 10 directions with his rays. He has 7 horses yoked to his chariot, shines with brilliant light, having infinite rays. He dispels darkness. He is the giver of happiness and prosperity. He eliminates suffering. With his rays, he breathes life into an otherwise insentient egg of the universe. Sapta Saptihi, one who has seven horses. In school, while studying geography, we got the impression that the sun was stationary and the planets were revolving around it. Later, we learned that the sun too travels across the Milky Way as well as the planets revolving around it. The Vedas symbolically present the sun as a chariot of seven horses. The Taittiriya Aranyaka 3.11 says that seven horses draw the chariot of one wheel. It is indeed only one horse with seven different names. The wheel has three hubs. Nothing can destroy this eternal wheel. All life in this world exists because of those horses and that wheel. So you see, the wheel is the cycle of time. The three hubs are the past, present, and the future. The seven horses are the seven rays of the spectrum of composite visible light. The Veda, thousands of years before Isaac Newton, spoke of the color spectrum: red, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and violet are the seven rays of the sun that reach this earth from the outer space, providing energy to all life forms, yet not causing any harm to them. The seven rays originate from a single composite ray, meaning the composite nature of sunlight is metaphorically presented as a single horse. Marichiman, Timiron Mathanaha, Amshavan are words to describe the brilliance of the sun. Shambhu, the sun is a source of all comfort and happiness. It is our experience that the rising sun dispels our inertia, fills us with freshness, and gently makes us happy. Lotuses bloom, plants make their food, humans are able to generate vitamin D in the body and make our bones stronger, and everyone gets a delight in working. In fact, one of the many simple remedies for a person suffering from clinical depression is some exposure to sunlight and movement. And so, he is Tvashta, who alleviates the suffering of his devotees. Martanda, Ishvara as the sun, breathes life into the universe of forms. Hiranyagarbha Shishiraha Stapano Bhaskaro Ravihi Agnigarbho Dite Putra Shankha Shishira Nashanaha. He is Hiranyagarbha, the cosmic being. He causes comfort and discomfort with his rays. He rises boisterously and brings forth the daybreak. He is all fire in the core. He is a son of Aditi, the all-pervading Brahman, that is infinite Ananda. He casts off the cold. Hiranyagarbha, literally translated as golden womb, refers to the cosmic intelligence, the subtlest form that first manifested from Brahman, the limitless being. It is this intelligence that pervades all forms, including our cells that know what to do. This Hiranyagarbha clearly manifests as the sun before us and is often meditated upon in the solar orb of the sun. The sun is Shishiraha, comfortably warm in the mornings, and Tapanaha, quite hot in the afternoon. He is Ravihi, Rauti iti Ravihi, meaning the one who makes a loud sound. The Chandogya Upanishad 1.5.1 says that as the sun moves, the sound of Om emerges from that movement. Then why can we not hear it? Because we are at a distance of 8 by 60 by 86,000 miles away from the sun. Even its light takes 8 minutes to reach the earth. Agnigarbha, the core of the sun is the hottest. It is said that nuclear reactions equivalent to billions of hydrogen bombs are taking place every second. Vyomanathastamo bhedi rikya jussamaparakaha ghanavrishtira pammitro vindhya viti plavangamaha. He is the Lord of the sky, remover of darkness, the master of the three Vedas, Rik, Yaju, Sama. He causes abundant rain. He is a friend of the waters, Varuna, and he swiftly courses in the direction south of the Vindhya mountains and sports in the Brahma Nadi. Space is created along with the galaxies from Hiranyagarbha. Vyomanatha, Surya is the lord of the interstellar space. Tamo bhedi, tamas guna expresses itself in beings as laziness and inertia of the physical body, dullness and confusion in the mind. Worship of Surya removes excessive tamas. Rig yaju sama parakaha, Aditya or the sun is the scholar and master of the three Vedas. Also as the ultimate reality, he is revealed in the Vedas. Ghanavrishtirapam mitraha, the sun causes the evaporation of billions of gallons of water from the seas, holds all of that water in the skies, and then when the time comes, the water descends as rain onto the earth. The sun is the mitra, the friend of the waters. Apam, water, is born of Agni. The sun helps to transfer water from the oceans to the lakes and rivers after purifying them from salts by the process of evaporation. Vindhya Viti Plavangamaha, he moves swiftly through the interstellar space. Atapi Mandali Mrityuhu Pingala Sarvatapanaha Kavir Vishwo Mahateja Rakta Sarva Bhavodbhavaha. The sun, the burning orb of light and heat, is honey colored and red in hue while rising in the east. Later, he becomes very hot and brilliant and causes widespread discomfort with excessive heat. As a lord of death, he knows the past, the present, and the future of all beings. All creation has manifested from him. Atapi Mandali, he causes immense heat and is a burning orb of light and energy. Mrityuhu, he is a lord of death. Pingala Sarvatapanaha, he appears honey-colored in the morning and in the summer particularly, he heats up and burns all. Kavi, Surya is all-knowing and hence knows the past, the present and the future. Vishvaha, the Vishnu Sahasranama starts with this word Vishvam, the world of names and forms. Well, isn't the Sahasranama about Vishnu? Yes, but then where the world of names and forms is, there alone Bhagavan is. Because the world is not separate from Bhagavan. Mahatejaha Rakta Sarva Bhavodbhavaha. He is the one who has great brilliance and is the source of all creation. Nakshatra Graha Taranam Adipo Vishwabhavanaha తేజసామపి తేజస్వీ ద్వాదశాత్మన్నమోస్తుతే. హీ ఈజ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద కాన్స్టలేషన్స్, స్టార్స్ అండ్ ప్లానెట్స్ అండ్ ది ఒరిజిన్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ద యూనివర్స్. నమస్కార టు ఆదిత్య, హూ అపియర్స్ ఇన్ 12 ఫార్మ్స్ ఇన్ ద షేప్ ఆఫ్ 12 మంత్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఇయర్ అండ్ హూస్ గ్లోరీ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ హిస్ 12 నేమ్స్. నక్షత్ర గ్రహ తారాణాం అధిపః, ఫ్రమ్ ద స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద ల్యూమినస్ బాడీస్ ఇన్ ద స్కై, సూర్య ఇస్ ద కింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ కాన్స్టలేషన్స్, ప్లానెట్స్ అండ్ స్టార్స్. ఇన్ అస్ట్రాలజీ సూర్య ఇస్ ఆల్సో నోన్ యాజ్ ఆత్మకారక, అండ్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ద చార్ట్ అండ్ ఇట్స్ డిగ్రీస్, ఇట్ ఇండికేట్స్ ద పవర్ అండ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ ద పర్సన్ హ్యాస్ ఇన్ సొసైటీ. విశ్వభావన, హీ ఈస్ ది ఒరిజిన్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇన్ ద యూనివర్స్. తేజసామపి తేజస్వి, హీ ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ ల్యూమినస్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆల్. ద్వాదశాత్మన్నమోస్తుతే, ఓ సన్ ఆఫ్ ద 12 ఫార్మ్స్, మై నమస్కార్ టు యూ. Astrologically, the sun enters a new house every month. It has different names due to different forms in these 12 houses. These are Vishnu, Chakra, Aryama, Dhata, Tvashta, Pusha, Vivasvan, Savita, Mitra, Varuna, Amsha and Bhaga. Every form and every month is the presence of Bhagavan. నమః పూర్వాయ గిరయే పశ్చిమాయాద్రయే నమః, జ్యోతిర్గణానాం పతయే దినాధిపతయే నమః. నమః అంటు ద ఈస్టర్న్ మౌంటైన్స్ ఆన్ విచ్ ద సన్ రైజెస్ అండ్ ఆల్సో అంటు ద వెస్టర్న్ మౌంటైన్స్. నమః టు ద సన్ హూ ఇస్ ద ఓవర్లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ద డే. He is the overlord of the day and the king of all the groups of luminous bodies in the sky. From verses 17 onwards, the words are in fourth case, meaning a suffix is added to the word which indicates unto or for. Namaha. Bhadra is auspicious. Bhadraya means for the one who is auspicious. Many such words where aya is added to the word follow. Jayaya jaya bhadraya haryashvaya namo namaha, namo nama sahasramsho adityaya namo namaha. O Lord of thousand rays, son of Aditi, namaha to you, the bestower of victory, auspiciousness and prosperity. Namaha to you who pervade the quarters with your infinite rays. Nama ugraya veeraya sarangaya namo namaha, nama padma prabodhaya martandaya namo namaha. Namaha again and again to the ferocious and powerful sun who travels the skies swiftly, causing the lotuses to bloom. Aditya as Atma causes the heart of the devotee to blossom. Padma also means wealth because the goddess of wealth Lakshmi is called Padma since the lotus happens to be her abode. Aditya blesses the devotee with prosperity. Brahmeshana chuteshaya suryaya aditya varchase భాస్వతే సర్వభక్షాయ రౌద్రాయ వపుషే నమః. నమః అంటు బ్రహ్మన్ హూ ఇస్ ద లార్డ్ ఈవెన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ ఈశాన దట్ ఇస్ శివ అండ్ అచ్యుత హూ ఇస్ విష్ణు. నమః టు సూర్య హూ షైన్స్ ఇస్ ఆదిత్య బై హిస్ పవర్ అండ్ ఇఫల్జెన్స్. హీ ఈస్ బోత్ ది ఇల్యూమినేటర్ అండ్ డివౌరర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ అండ్ హ్యాస్ అ ఫార్మ్ that is fierce like Rudra. Tamognaya himagnaya shatrugnaya mitatmane kritagnagnaya devaya jyotisham pataye namaha. Namaha unto the one who dispels darkness, who removes the cold, who destroys the enemies, and who punishes the ungrateful. He is beyond all limitations. He is the Lord of all luminous bodies. Shatrughnaya, the one who destroys enemies, both external and internal enemies, as we have seen earlier. Amitatmane, Namaha unto the one who has no mitaha, no limits or boundaries of time and space. Kritagnya means kritam janati iti kritagnyaha, the one who knows and remembers what has been done. That is, a person is grateful. And then there are people who are entitled and arrogant, and since they tend to adharma, much like Ravana, they get destroyed. And so he is kritagnagnaya. He punishes the ungrateful. Taptachami karabhaya vanhaye vishvakarmane namastamo bhinignaya ravaye lokasakshine. Namaha to the Lord shining like molten gold. Namaha to the Creator, the cause of all activity and creation in the world. Namaha to the one who destroys the darkness of ignorance and who is the cosmic witness of all punya and papa of all beings. Due to our ignorance, we thrive on what we do. Rishi Agastya says that the capacity for all karma was given to you by Bhagavan, whether it is the ant crawling, the cheetah running, or the person climbing a mountain. Nashayat yesha vaibhutam tadeva srijate prabhuhu payat yesha tapatyesha varshat yesha kabastibihi. Namaha to the Lord who creates the universe, protects it, and finally resolves all into His being. Namaha to Him who heats up the world with His rays and thus causes rain. Bhagavan Krishna says that tapami aham varsham nigrinhami utsrijami cha. I heat up the world and I withhold and release rain. Esha supteshu jagarti bhuteshu parinishthitaha esha evagni hotram cha phalam jaivagni hotranam. This sun, abiding in all the living beings, keeps awake when they are asleep. Indeed, he is the Agnihotra, the fire ritual, and the fruit gained by the worshipper of the Agnihotra. The sun or Aditya is not a watchman who is awake while you are sleeping. The reference here is to the sun that abides as the Atma who is in and through all states of experience, waking, dream and deep sleep. In different stotrams, there will always be Svarupa words which point to the unchanging, intrinsic nature of the Atma. In the Vedic lifestyle, householders would perform the fire ritual of Agnihotra twice a day, making offerings of ghee as a duty. It is Bhagwan Surya who bestows the performer of Agnihotra with punya to go to Svarga. Or one can be in Svarga while living on earth if one sees that one was free all along. Devascha kritavaschaiva krito nam phalameva cha yani krityani lokeshu sarva esha ravi prabhu. The sun alone manifests as all the devas, the Vedic rituals, and the fruits obtained by performing the rituals. The Lord alone expresses Himself in all the activities of all the life forms of all the worlds. The different devas are all limbs of the cosmic beings, and all Shaktis are also His manifestations. And so we see that Surya is being referred to as the cosmic form. Enamapatsu krichreshu kanta reshu bhayeshcha kirtayan purushakaschit navasidati raghava. Listen, O Rama, O Raghava of the Raghu dynasty, any person singing the glories of Surya will not come to grief or lose heart, even if such a person finds himself in calamities, in difficult situations, while lost in the wilderness, and when affected with fear. So reassuring this is. We will see the truth of this only when we try chanting Aditya Hridayam. Pujayasvainamekagro deva devam jagatpatim etatrigunitam japtva yuddheshu vijayishyasi. The sun is the lord of the universe, the god of all gods. Worship him with a single pointed mind. By reciting the Aditya Hridayam thrice, you will emerge victorious in the battle. Asmin shane mahabaho ravanam tvam vidhishyasi eva muktva tatagastyo jagamachayathagatam. O mighty armed one, you shall triumph over Ravana this very moment. After blessing Sri Rama Das, Rishi Agastya went the way he came. Eta shrutva mahateja nashta shoko bhavattada dharayamasa supreeto raghava prayatatmavan. Having heard this, that great warrior Raghava, feeling greatly delighted, became free from grief. He was very happy. With a composed mind and mastery, he retained this in his memory, ready to chant the Aditya Hridayam. Adityam preksha japtvatu param harshamavaptavan tirachamya shacherbhutva dhanuradaya viryavan. Having performed Atmanam, that is sipping water thrice, and being purified, Rama, gazing at the sun with devotion, recited the hymn Aditya Hridayam thrice and became intensely joyous. He lifted his bow. Ravanam preksha rishtatma yuddhaya samupagamat sarvayatnena mahata vadhe tasya dhrito bhavat. Lord Rama looked at Ravana and his heart was filled with joy. He proceeded forward to gain victory, put forth all his effort with a determination to kill him. So you see, before Rishi Agastya shared the Aditya Hridayam, Sri Rama was worried and exhausted. Just hearing this and seeing the meaning and chanting it, he was filled with hope, vigor and a renewed courage to fight the last and the most important leg of the battle. Atharavirvadana niriksha ramam mudita manah paramam prarishyamanaha nishicharapati sangshayam viditva suragana madhyakato vachastvareti. The sun was in the midst of other devas. He saw Sri Rama and his heart was filled with joy. Foreseeing the impending destruction of Ravana, a delighted Aditya exclaimed, "Hurry up or be quick." With this, we complete Aditya Hridayam. Suddenly, the clouds parted and the sunlight fell upon Sri Rama. The sun showered his grace on him, and as they say, the rest was history, or rather itihasa. Such is the beauty of prayer that it fortifies, energizes, and blesses the devotees all the way, even when the devotee is none other than Sri Ramaha. Jai Sri Ramaha. You matter. Your life matters. What you do with your life matters. Thank you for listening. If you found this episode helpful and offering insight, I do hope you will consider sharing this with your friends, family, or on social media. Would you like to receive an email every month that will bring to you more wisdom, more happiness, and more freedom? If the answer is yes, then our monthly newsletter Arshavidya Bharati is for you. It has articles on living our traditions, links to podcast episodes, articles and videos published elsewhere in the month, reflections about how Vedanta is changing the life of students, announcements about events and courses, profound Sanskrit sayings, and much, much more. And it's not too long. Do consider checking out this month's issue and also subscribe. The links are in the description of this episode. The transcript of this podcast is available on discoveratma.com/category/podcast. I would love to hear from you. If you have a request or a reflection, please write to me at swaminij@discoveratma.com. That's swaminij@discoveratma.com. As always, thank you for listening, and we meet next week.